So does it hurt to give to God? Does it hurt to come before God on an annual basis, bringing, as we are commanded, offertory or offerings to Him? Does it hurt us to come before God on the Sabbaths? Does it hurt us to come before God regularly like that? And does it even hurt us to follow after Him, to do those things that He has commanded mankind whose minds have been opened to follow after? You know, it's something that the world feels hurts. The world feels is no longer appropriate, that it's old traditions that are no longer applicable. You know, it's important that we kind of ask and mull over that question in general on an annual, daily, weekly basis. You know, every time we come before God with offerings for His appointed holy days, we have to ask ourselves this question, like, does this hurt me? Am I uncomfortable giving to God, one, offerings like we are to, but also just in general, does it hurt us? Do we feel uncomfortable following after God, following His commandments? You know, our attitude is the currency that God desires and derives pleasure in. He doesn't need, obviously, we've always heard, He doesn't need our money. He doesn't need those physical things. What He finds appealing and what He finds joy in is our attitude. And that is the most important currency that we can give to Him. Because we can be either blessed or we can be cursed because of our attitude, because of how we come before Him, not just on these 7 times throughout the year that we're required to bring offerings, but we can be either blessed or cursed based upon every day of our lives as we follow after Him. You know, we are commanded in that well-known scripture, we are commanded to bring these offerings to Him. It's not optional. Even though some would say so, it is a command for us all. Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. 3 times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God to the place which He chooses. And we know that those 3 main times include a few offering days amidst them, with the holy days. Continuing, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord your God, which He has given you. And that's key. These blessings that God has given us, the blessings that we receive, brethren, I would hope, and something that I think most people pray for, we thank God for the great blessings, the great physical things that we are given to Him. And these things become, these blessings that we have, that we're allowed to enjoy throughout our lives, come from God. But, you know, there is an attitude and a state of being that God is bringing us into when we are bringing these offerings to Him, when we do this. One verse back in verse 15, 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to the Lord your God in the place which the Lord chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work in your hands, so that you surely rejoice. God is going to make us rejoice based upon the blessings that He can give us. You know, by coming before God with these offerings, we are fulfilling His desire that we prosper. We're fulfilling His desire and His wants that we rejoice in front of Him. Because He wants to see that great attitude. He wants to give us blessings because of that commodity, of that attitude that we are bringing forth to Him. You know, spiritually, we're going to prosper because of the knowledge that His Spirit imparts with us. We are those few that understand His work in this world, the purpose of this world, the purpose of us, and the purpose of even these holy days. But you know, we're going to prosper physically as well. And that doesn't mean that we're going to be winning the lotto. I don't know if it's ever happened that any church member, anybody following after God, has won the lotto, has had that kind of wealth put before them. I'm talking about physical blessings of real physical needs. Sharing a great meal together, like all of us did the previous evening. Having shelter over our heads. Having family and friends who follow the way that we can come together with on the Sabbath, as we all can, especially during the feast days. And having peace that we can worship God. Those are physical blessings that many people, many of God's followers throughout the world did not and were not able to enjoy. They were persecuted, but we are not right now. We have peace and we have great physical prosperity because of our adherence to God's will. We can see this also in the book of Nehemiah, verse 12. Beginning of verse 27, when the wall around Jerusalem was dedicated. Nehemiah 12 and verse 27. Now at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites in all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgiving and singing, with cymbals and stringed instruments and harps. Skipping down to Nehemiah verse 40. So the two thanksgiving choirs stood in the house of God. This is key. They were going before the house of God to celebrate. Likewise, I and half of the rulers with me and the priests, whose names I will not try to ruin, with trumpets and also continuing more priests in verse 42. The singers sang loudly with Jezreah, the director. Also, that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The women and the children also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard from afar off. These people offered great offerings on this day, celebrating this wall that had been built. And God made them rejoice with great joy. God allowed that prosperity to take place because he knew their attitudes that day. He knew they were being blessed because of those attitudes that they brought before his house. They brought before God, just as we can bring before our Father these great attitudes. You know, they rightly attributed their blessings to God's hand working in their lives, not to their own. Not to their own works. And God blessed Israel during that specific time because of it. You know, God is doing the same for you and I today, brethren. If we are humbly coming before him as Israel did then, if we are coming before God with our attitudes, singing praises, bringing all that we have, searching out all that we can do to please him with these attitudes, he is blessing us for that. Isaiah 66, beginning in verse 1. To see what actually it is that God truly desires. Isaiah 66, beginning in verse 1. Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all these things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one I will look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. That is the attitude that we are to bring before God. That commodity that we can bring to him that pleases him, that causes him to give us blessings. And we must humbly come before him when we do bring these physical offerings. If not, then we are warned that we can and we will lose the key to our salvation. Continuing in Isaiah 66, verse 3. He who kills a bull as if he slays a man, he who sacrifices a lamb as if he breaks a dog's neck, he who offers grain offering as if he offers swine blood, he who burns incense as if he blesses an idol, just as they have chosen their own ways and their soul delights in their abominations, so will I choose their delusions and bring their fears on them. Because when I called, no one answered, and when I spoke, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I do not delight. So, brethren, that is the focus that we have to have when we come before God, not in showing what great physical things we can give to him, but in showing an attitude that really brings joy to him. So, brethren, let us rejoice together as we bring forth our offerings to God today.